Live. Bring up anything you want and dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. We launch into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. 1-855-450-FREE. That is the number. You can bring up anything. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about various different things. Everything from the Ron Paul campaign and how Huffington Post, one of their authors, thinks he can win. And I think that's great. I mean, that level of optimism. And I'm starting to hear people who have not even been optimistic about politics at all of a sudden getting enthusiastic about the Ron Paul campaign. So if that's any indicator of the level of success that he's already having in this race, then maybe he can win. So there's that, and the Occupy events that are going on around the country, we've been discussing those as well. Certainly, you're welcome to share your experiences, your observations, 855-450-FREE. And then, Mark, you mentioned this 999 plan, this Herman Cain guy. I guess he's the pizza man who's the head dude right now, right? Isn't he the top dog for the Republicans?
Yeah, you call him the pizza guy, but I think that more importantly, the former head of the Federal Reserve Office. I mean,
that's not cool.
This guy is part of the establishment and is running as not part of the establishment. People are saying, well, he's got business acumen, and I'm not going to say he doesn't, but to suggest that having business acumen matters in running a government, you're talking about completely different skill sets. I don't think that you can run a government like a business because it's not a business. So I get the idea of I like the whole thing about efficiency and stuff like that. But, you know, the government is an organization that claims for itself a monopoly privilege on the use of violence. If you use the skills that you use in business in order to run a government, then you will be running an organization that has a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in the most efficient fashion. I don't think that that's what we want. I think what we want, in fact, is somebody to get government out of our lives. And Herman Cain doesn't propose to do that at all.
No, in fact, I've got something here that I think you'll find interesting about him. You probably already knew it, but it's pretty scary. We'll bring that up here in just a moment. And first, though, we're going to go to Jonathan, listening in West Virginia. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WVTS.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey. Great show, by the way. And,
thanks.
Ian,
what's on your mind?
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
I missed you, but your compatriot there did a great job while you were gone.
So I understand. I did hear a few of his shows from the jail cell, so yeah, I think he did a pretty darn good job as well. Go ahead, Jonathan. What's on your mind tonight?
Were you trading cigarettes for radio privileges?
You know, I didn't see any cigarettes while I was in there, but that doesn't mean that they weren't there. And of course, I'm not looking for those sorts of things. But yeah, you can buy a radio off of commissary, and I actually ended up getting my radio for free. Well, not really. I bought two batteries and got a used one from somebody. Gave them two batteries for their radio. They gave me a used radio. It was pretty sweet because the radios were $40 brand new.
Yeah. Hey, listen. The reason I called is I'm dying. Can we please talk about drugs now?
To dying to talk about drugs. Okay.
I thought about that while I was on hold. Listen, the situation that I want to talk about is I've listened from time to time to your show, and just some of the things that you guys say about drugs and personal responsibility are sort of staggering and a little troubling.
Really?
I want to give you a hypothetical. If I'm a father and I am a 10-year-old who I do cocaine or heroin in front of, and he's curious about it, and I just give him a little taste, and then he's hooked. I mean, and then
you're not a very good father, then.
Well, yeah, I would be the worst father in the world, but still, that child would be making his own decision. I want more of this substance.
Some people do that, by the way.
Some people have their first taste of beer, Jonathan, and then they say, this stuff is foul, I never want any again. So, I mean, some will say that, but some will get hooked, right?
Well, hold on a second. Some parents are doing this today. Some parents are the ones who are responsible for introducing their kids to hard drugs. So this happens. So what's the point of bringing it up?
Well, I'm just saying that there's something beyond... I mean, it's not personal responsibility. At some point, society has to say, yes, we're comfortable with these things, and no, we're not comfortable with these things. And that's where the drug laws come in. And I stand behind those drug laws.
Okay. Well, no, wait a minute.
I'm not comfortable with parents sharing cocaine with their kids, okay? So we can be on the same page there.
Right.
However, what I'm more not comfortable with is the millions of people that are in prison today for not harming anybody. The billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that are spent out of my cash in order to keep them, and everybody's cash, taxpaying cash, in order to keep them in prison, and the world, which is a more violent and dangerous place as a result. Today, somebody who's hooked on cocaine is likely to break into your or my house and do something terrible to our families, if only to get some jewelry and a television set that they can pawn so they can get some more drugs. In the world where you're talking about, which, by the way, was only 80 years ago. I mean, cocaine hasn't been illegal that long here in the United States. Heroin, you could go to the drugstore. You could send your 7-year-old to the drugstore to buy you laudanum, and you could do that. And, somehow we made it through all of that. I don't know. I don't know if parents were dishing out cocaine to their kids at that time, but they could have, and no one would have stopped them.
The issue then of meth. I mean, the smoke or making meth creates buildings have to be condemned entire.
Now, wait a minute. How long have you been listening to the show, Jonathan?
Oh, I don't know. Off and on for several months.
So you've heard us talk about the war on drugs before?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I know I've run through this. Maybe you missed it. I'm going to run through it again because there's always somebody new listening, but maybe it'll sound familiar to you because I'm sure I've mentioned this before. Methamphetamine is available in the legal marketplace. There's a drug that's manufactured in controlled laboratory conditions called Desoxin. They don't have to deal with the same problems that you're talking about. They don't have flash fires. They don't have little children running around. It's not a dangerous, as dangerous of an environment to make meth because it's a laboratory. It's a manufacturing facility. In the absence of prohibition, you don't have those dangerous manufacturing conditions anymore because people can do it openly. They can have a factory set up for the manufacture of methamphetamine, and you don't deal with the kids being poisoned and all the other horrible things, fires being started that come along with illicit black market meth making. Make sense?
To a degree. I still think as a member of a society that's building up, that's not something that I want.
Well, whether you want it or not, but that wasn't the address. That wasn't the question. What you were talking about was buildings being condemned. And I'd ask you this. As a per capita a percentage of the population, how many people in the 30s were killed by, stills blowing up versus how many people today are killed in residential settings from liquor distillery operations detonating?
No, obviously, I wouldn't have an answer for that.
But you would probably be able to guess that far fewer people are killed in a residential setting by stills blowing up now than they were previously, right?
Sure.
Let's get back to the moral issue, though, because I see what you're saying. For you, you feel like this is a moral issue that you want to raise society up. Is it my understanding correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
We as a society are saying. I mean, it's the exact same thing as the free market. We are saying, as a society, we do not want these things.
No, that's not the free market. It's not the free market when you create prohibition, because the free market, by definition, has to allow all things to be sold. If someone wants to buy something and someone wants to sell it, then it's none of anybody else's business in the free market whether or not they do that. You need to allow people to make these choices for themselves. So you're not talking about a free market in any shape or form.
It gets down to absurdity. I mean, the free market, I mean, there would probably be a market for child prostitution.
Well, at that point, you're talking about slavery, and we believe in the idea of freedom. We don't believe that people should use force on other individuals.
Brad, I don't want to get away from that one point. I want to focus on the moral issue. You made the statement that you want to raise society up, and you believe that the prohibition of drugs assists with that. I would argue the opposite, that prohibition actually makes things worse. But what I want to ask you, if you will stick with us, can you stick with us?
Yeah.
All right, Jonathan, we're going to bring you back here a moment. While you're on hold, think about this one. If it's all about making society better through force, which is what prohibition is, well then, alcohol leads to all kinds of immoral things. Terrible immoral behavior, fighting and rape and pillaging and destruction and just all kinds of immorality. Should we also go ahead and prohibit alcohol? We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. And those include the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you want to get quick access to our streams and podcasts, go to m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile. .freetalklive.com.
Every so often, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, amidst a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is emerging to change the way monetary systems work around the world. It's called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a private, free market monetary system. It's a currency, a new form of money, and it's not the liability of a bank, nor issued by any government, nor tracked by any corporation. We encourage you to learn more about it, but there's much to learn. A good starting place is WeUseCoins.com. Again, it's WeUseCoins.com.
All right, so we've got Jonathan on the line here. He's listening in the Charleston area in West Virginia to WVTS. And, Jonathan, you've brought up an issue that is near and dear to my heart. And you sound like a rational kind of guy. You know, you're not shouting. You're not getting all upset like a drug warrior might. But you are taking a very hard-line stance in favor of the so-called war on drugs. And so I've got some probing questions to throw out at you here. And you had made the statement earlier that you thought that this was about morality, essentially, that you want to raise society up, and that you believe this drug prohibition does that. I think it does the opposite, but I don't want to get into an essay on that point. What I wanted to find out from you was, if you believe that prohibition can enhance morality, then shouldn't you also accept the idea of bringing back alcohol prohibition?
Well, I think the answer to that, and I'm in a stairwell now, so I apologize for an echo, but I think the answer to that is we as a society have crafted, doing away with prohibition, we found a set of rules that we put in place in prohibition's place. And we as a society are comfortable with these set of rules. If you drink and drive, you won't be able to drive. If you are driving drunk and kill somebody, it's manslaughter. And we... And I'll speak for myself.
You better speak for yourself because you can't include me in that way because I'm not comfortable with these rules. I think that the rules on alcohol are just terrible the way that they are.
And they differ. There's 50 different states that have 50 different sets of rules here. So I don't think we as a society have come to any conclusions on very few conclusions on alcohol. But the drinking and driving rules are very specific to an individual and their actions. Rather than an individual who harms no one, you're talking about an individual who is arguably placing others in danger with their behavior.
Right. I thought we were talking about morality. And so it sounded earlier like you suggested that using drugs was immoral. Do you believe that's true?
If it infringes, if I, as someone who chooses not to do drugs, if your drug use infringes on my rights, then yeah, of course.
Well, I'm not sure exactly.
I would agree with that.
I'm not sure exactly how that would be that my drug use would infringe
upon
your rights.
Say you passed out my front lawn.
Well, that's not my drug use's fault. That's my fault for being irresponsible. So I'm asking you about drugs and the use of them themselves, not having anything to do with destroying property or anything like that, because those are crimes, separate crimes, and hurting people and destroying things should be criminal. So we're just talking about the use of drugs. Is that immoral?
In a way, I would say, and I say that with all the hesitation in the world, because I think it takes you out of reality. And I mean, if we're going to be a fully functioning society, then do we want that? And how does that better the world we live in?
So, do you drink?
Sure.
Well, doesn't that take you out of reality?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? How drunk have you gotten?
To the point where I'm not comfortable driving, sure.
And you're going to tell me with a straight face that keeps you in reality.
You've got a real problem with your consistencies here, my friend.
I'm
going to pull off the pit bull here and tell you, you have some real problems with your consistencies. Alcohol is one of the most dangerous drugs man has ever known.
It's right up there with heroin.
It will kill you.
The thing is, again, society has said we're okay with
you're
society
rationalizing.
Hasn't said anything. Look, society doesn't exist. Society doesn't exist. What you're calling Jonathan, society doesn't exist. What you're calling society is a majority of people who are willing to use force and violence on a minority of people who have harmed no one.
That's
you're not
immoral.
Talking about society. You're talking about uncivil behavior.
That's the true immorality, is to force people to attempt to make them moral. How can you make someone moral by force?
Well, it's the collective, isn't it? I mean, if everyone was doing it their own thing, then you get back to anarchy. I mean, so there has to be some...
You didn't answer my question. Hold on. I'm fine with rules. You can set whatever rules you want on your own private property. If you don't want to allow me on your private property because I smoke some pot, then that's your choice. You should be able to be free to make that choice. But we're talking about the issue of morality here. So let me change. Let me see if I can change gears a little bit and try to help you kind of see the point I'm trying to make. Is it moral to force people to give to charity?
No, it defeats the purpose of donating to charity.
Right, okay, so you can see that. You can see that by forcing people to give to charity, that you are taking all the virtue out of it. You're sucking any level of morality away from what would normally be a very virtuous, altruistic, moral act. So you see that, yes?
Right, now I see where you're going with this, but how did you get to this, well, how did you go to the store today?
Hold on. In case someone else doesn't see where I'm going with this, if it's not moral to force people to do something that's seen as moral, like give to charity, then it is also not moral to force people to not put things in their bodies that might alter their state of consciousness. Because, again, you're trying to shove, literally, shove morality down someone's throat. And on top of that, you're saying, if you do what we tell you not to do, those of us who are drug warriors, we will have you thrown in a cage, which is one of the least moral things you can do to somebody who's not actually harmed another human being.
And use my money to do it.
And steal other people's money, force them at gunpoint to pay for this immoral system. So do you see how it is that by using force on your neighbors, who may be doing something with which you disagree, you're the one who's become the advocate of immorality?
I'm not following that line of thinking.
Are you a religious man?
I'm sorry?
Are you a religious man?
In a way, yeah.
What's your religion?
I'm Baptist.
Okay. So you believe in Satan?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So, Satan's a pretty tricky guy, right? That's kind of his whole gig. He's a tricky guy.
Right.
So
right.
What if it's possible that Satan has actually tricked good people like you into believing that it's okay to use aggressive force on other people to try to change their behavior?
As the Bible suggests that he will do to the vast majority of followers.
You think about that for a while, Jonathan, and call us another night. We can talk further about this. I thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
I'm fine if drug warriors want to go out and kidnap people and throw them into cages.
Do it themselves.
Do it themselves and don't use my money. Look, then they will bear the onus of their own actions. If that's what you want to do is go out and kidnap people who haven't harmed anybody who are doing some drugs, go ahead, throw them in cages. Just leave my tax dollars out of it.
855-453. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Hey, we invite you to our website as well over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do that by going and amping. Becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board as well, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom and real morality, not this fake crap that the politicians are feeding you. Amp.freetalklive.com is where to go. You can get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. And it's a great way to get behind the show and get perks like access to the Amp-only call-in lines, Amp-only forum, and more. Go get the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Now then, if you do love liberty, and you understand that freedom means you have to allow others to be free, which means that they're going to do things that you don't agree with. If you understand what liberty is all about, you want to have liberty for yourself, means you have to let other people be free, you get that, then you owe it to yourself to get up here to New Hampshire. You don't have to move right away. The Free State Project, freestateproject.org, is where you can go to learn more about this movement of people. Like you and I, Mark, we moved here 5 years ago, and people are coming every single month up here to New Hampshire to move in and make a new life for themselves and work towards achieving more liberty in our lifetime. We've already got hundreds of people who've made the move. Thousands are pledged. Over 11,000 people are pledged to move to New Hampshire. At some
soon
point.
20,000.
Yep, our goal is 20,000. But every year, there are a couple of events that the Free State Project puts on up here to give you the opportunity, the excuse, to come up and see what this is all about. Whether you've signed up for the Free State Project, or you're just a looky-loo, maybe you're on the fence, or maybe you've already been living in New Hampshire for a long time. You want to go to the Liberty Forum 2012. It's happening February 23rd through the 26th. Mark, you and I, we've attended the last several Liberty Forums, I think ever since the first one.
I think we've been to every one of them, yeah.
Yep, and they've just been getting better and better every single year, and it's always so much fun to be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. People you don't have to talk to, you know, you don't have to start from square one on the discussions about freedom. They're already there. Now you can get into the minutia, or you can just talk about other things that don't have anything to do with freedom. It's a great networking opportunity. It's a great chance to meet some of the, you know, like the big names in the liberty movement. There are going to be some speakers and some panel discussions. There are inevitably keynote speeches during banquets and things like that. It's basically a hotel kind of convention, but it's liberty style. So it's not your typical stuffy convention atmosphere. Just to give you an example, there was like a drum circle one night at a recent Liberty Forum in the hotel lobby, in this ritzy hotel lobby. Got people like John McCain. One year he was in the same hotel, and he got confronted by a guy with a video camera, Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted, which was just, you know, a great moment. So it's like a nice hotel, but it's kind of a, you know, not quite the same crowd you'd expect to see in the hotel. It's a different crowd. Some people are going to wear suits. Some people are going to wear not anything close to suits. So it's a nice variety, and it's a great time. Wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, I think everybody should go.
Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live there as well. And you can save 10%. Use our discount code over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. The code is FTL2012. So that'll save you 10% on the already low price early bird registration. $200 for full bank, you know, for all the banquets and stuff, and the weekend. $200 is what the cost is, $199. That alone, even without our discount code, is a pretty good price for a convention. So get in early while you can still get that early bird discount. You can always share rooms with people, too, to lower the cost of staying. I've seen 4 people in those rooms, and some rooms I've seen more than 4. I don't know if that's technically by the hotel's rules, but it happens, and people can really get their cost of staying down on this. So if that's an issue, there are forums over at the Free State Project's website where you can hook up with other people and share rooms with them. So it's a community of people, and it's an amazing one, and it's worth coming and checking out. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about that. You know, Mark, I want to talk to about this Herman Cain thing, since you wanted to bring it up. But since this gentleman called about the war on drugs and morality, I thought of something that I had heard about before I went to jail, and I heard about it again while I was in jail. And when he was talking about morality, and
this
I just
for
thought...
civil disobedience, I think people ought to know.
Yeah, I was in jail for civil disobedience. People go to jail for a lot of things these days. But anyway, what I wanted to bring up was this story about cocaine and what is being cut with today. Because I had pointed out, and I didn't get into a lot of detail, but I had pointed out to Jonathan, I think it was, that it's far more immoral. I mean, the true immoral position is the prohibition position. That's the position that says, I don't care about you. You drug user types, you can just go rot in a cage for all I care. And to be truly moral, you have to care about human beings. I mean, these are people. These are your friends, your family members, your brothers and sisters. These are your network, you know, the people at work, your customers. Drug users are everywhere.
Neighbors.
Even Jonathan admitted that he was a drug user, but his was okay, even though it was alcohol, the hardest drug, one of the hardest drugs, right up there with heroin, known to man. One of the most, the drugs that leads people to do some of the most immoral, horrific things to people in their own families. And they're friends.
But he uses it, and he uses it fine.
Right.
And it's fine with me that he does.
No, it's fine with me, too. But he's got all this rationale, right, as to why it's okay to use alcohol, but it's not okay to use cocaine, etc. And I don't advocate using cocaine. I've never done it. I'm not interested in it.
I don't advocate using alcohol.
I think you should do whatever you want to do. I think you should do whatever you want to do in moderation. Be careful and learn about it and be aware of what these things can do to you. And in the black market, these drugs are not what they would be in the legal market. We already explained that meth and other drugs could be manufactured in quality-controlled conditions. Well, there are certain things that happen as a result of that. You get product that you know what to expect. When you crack open that next can of Budweiser, it's going to taste just like the last one. Just like the last pack you bought, you know, 6 months ago. Because they've got a process and a recipe, and they follow it. And if you don't like the way that tastes, and I don't, you can like something else. You can choose that. But with the black market and drugs, you never know what you're going to get. It is a total crapshoot every single time. And if you care about humans, if you care about your fellow man, and you want to claim to be moral, the only moral position is to end prohibition as quickly as possible so we can finally have drugs like cocaine, as dangerous and as addictive as they might be, manufactured in controlled conditions. Let me give you an example as to why. Here's a story from New York Daily News, nydailynews.com. Cocaine used to just get you high. Now, it rots your skin. Doctors say the cocaine hitting the streets in New York and L.A. is now being cut. And by the way, when it hits the streets in New York and L.A., it's hitting the streets everywhere else. Lots of drugs come out of these urban centers and go to other places. So, for instance, cocaine you might buy here in Keene, New Hampshire, has probably come from New York.
You know, that's where the gangsters are.
So this coke that's on the streets today, is being cut with a drug that veterinarians use to deworm livestock. Now, why do they cut cocaine? Mark, you can answer this, right?
Well, because, for one, that's what the marketplace expects. I mean, people don't want a full bump of cocaine. They need to have something that's lighter, I guess. And also, well, you know, it's cheaper to have baby powder or whatever in your cocaine than it is to put cocaine in your
cocaine.
The
latter reason is the correct reason, Mark. The market may expect it. That's not... The market expects purity when it comes to the legal marketplace, not... In the drug marketplace or the illegal drug
marketplace. I'm not sure that's true. They expect the right amount of drug inside the dosage they take. I'm not 100% sure that...
They expect to be able to look on the bottle and see, you know, 50 dosage proof or whatever. The real reason is to cut product. It's cutting, it's making the product go further. You know, it still looks like cocaine, but it's actually half horse tranquilizer or whatever. And in this case, excuse me, it's not tranquilizer, it's deworming medication. So you've got... cocaine cut with deworming medication, cut with dishwasher detergent, cut with who knows what other, you know, white powdery chemical they can put in there.
Yeah.
To make
you
it.
You should hope it's baking soda.
Right. So if you're a drug dealer and you actually manage to get relatively pure cocaine, you can cut in a bunch of, you know, whatever crap in there that you want to double your supply, sell it for the same price and, you know, make more money. That's the motivation behind it. And it's terrible because they're hurting people. Now, they don't care. They just want to make money. The legal drug dealers that are at the high levels that are doing this stuff, they don't care. Obviously, they don't. But listen to what is happening here. It's causing cokehead skin to rot off. In a June report published by the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology, doctors described 6 cases where users developed ghastly splotches of dead skin after snorting or smoking cocaine laced with the drug levamisole. Dr. Mercurio, dermatologist at the Rochester Medical Center, co-authored the study, said her hospital had treated 5 cases in just the last year. We've seen very profound areas of necrosis, dying skin, usually located on the scalp, ears, face, and elsewhere on the body. It's very alarming. Let me tell you, the pictures are disgusting. 1-855-450-FREE. This is happening because of Prohibition. More away, Free Talk Live.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com meets successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Enough time for you and your thoughts. 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
So you can, of course, take control, and you can also join our website over at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is back. Well, it never really went away, but it's been rebooted, so to speak. There have been some major changes made. If you haven't been to the Free Talk Live BBS in a while, and most of you haven't because it's been dropping off the map in popularity significantly in the last 3 years, we've retooled the way it works. It's no longer a virtually unmoderated place where anything goes or next to anything goes. It'll be a little more heavily moderated now. We never allowed spam or racism in the past or advocation of violence, but there's going to be a little bit tighter control on that. In addition, you, the user of the BBS, actually have total editorial control over your threads. And what I mean by that is if you post something and then somebody posts something that you don't like, you can just delete their post. And that's really going to make it so that people are cautious. They're not going to just post some crap that's intended to offend people because they just might get deleted. So if you spend time, Mark, if you were to spend time writing a post that had something outrageous in it, then that person deletes that post, you've wasted that 5 minutes or however much time it took you to write that post.
Indeed.
So it should be interesting to see how that one little change will make a difference. Plus, there have been some new forums added. Some new moderators have been added as well. So drop on by bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So I think I've gotten the news out there pretty effectively, this Levamisole here, but it's some more interesting statistics from this piece over at NY Daily News. We're talking about this cutting agent. Now, it's used to treat farm animals for worms, and at one time was used to fight colon cancer. Recently, though, it's skyrocketed as a cutting agent for cocaine. Now, what's happening? These coke users are snorting all the cocaine they're used to snorting, and they're getting this drug Levamisole in there. And the Levamisole is actually causing their skin to rot. Look at the picture. I showed you one of the pictures, Mark, during the break. It's a guy's ear with, like, black patches.
He's turning into a zombie.
Yeah, he looks like he's turning into the living dead. And you'd think that this would be enough reason for people to stop using cocaine. But you wouldn't understand the nature of addiction in that case. They're going to still want to use their cocaine, and they're still going to take their damn chances, a lot of them are.
Yeah, if you're addicted to cocaine, think about being addicted to cigarettes. If you're addicted to these things and suddenly, you know, something's wrong with the cocaine in the marketplace, what do you do about it? Probably the answer that most coke addicts are going to come up with is not stop doing cocaine.
Right. So if you really care about people, and that's what you would, you know, that's what I would think someone who claimed to be moral would believe, that they care about other humans, then the only caring thing to do, the most caring thing to do, is to legalize all of these drugs, or decriminalize them, to take them out of the black marketplace and allow the free market to actually handle these things, where you can get cocaine that's real cocaine, that hasn't been cut with anything, and that you know exactly what dose you're getting. then at least you'll just have a cocaine addiction and not have to deal with your skin rotting off at the same time. And the person with a cocaine addiction can go and seek help for that addiction without worry that somebody's going to call the police, some doctor is going to be obligated to call the police on this person and have them reported. There's so many reasons why people who are drug addicts don't seek help. One of them is paranoia, and rightfully so. They're afraid of being locked up in a cage.
It's not paranoia if your fear is legitimate.
So if you actually do care about other human beings and you actually want to see them get better and get them off of drugs, then you have to advocate for decriminalization or legalization.
Right, and some would argue that if we put incentives in place, then that will dissuade at least some from doing drugs. But those people haven't spent a lot of time looking at whatever statistics there are out there about drug use. The fact is that when you decriminalize drugs like marijuana and things like that, you can look at Portugal, you can look at Holland, and you mm-hmm. can see that, in fact, they have had a decrease in people doing drugs. That the opposite of what we might think is the case. That high school students are doing fewer drugs in these places. Why? I guess it's the forbidden fruit aspect. I don't know, but 80 years of drug warring hasn't fixed the problem. In fact,
only gotten worse.
In fact, the numbers, I don't know, what's gotten worse is the government intervention in the drug war, but not the usage of drugs. It's about the same as it has always been.
You could argue that crack and methamphetamine never would have come into existence without the war on drugs.
I think it's a very good argument.
So it has gotten worse from that perspective. Okay. There are more dangerous drugs out there. And certainly the marketplace for them hasn't gotten less dangerous, with even more killings going on down around the border area and all kinds of nastiness.
Americans were horrified by alcohol prohibition, but for some reason they're not horrified by marijuana prohibition or whatever other drug prohibition.
It just hasn't struck close enough to home, I guess. Let's go to Linda listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSEFM. Hey, Linda.
Hi, guys. Hey. I just love you, and I'm older than dirt, but I want to tell you that so many years, way before you two were born, had a lot of the emotions you expressed, didn't know what to do about them. And, honey, I think you're so right. I don't think crack and some of the other things would be around today if a lot had been legalized back in the 50s
yeah.
or 60s, whenever. But I don't know how to go about anything. What you guys are doing, I applaud. That's what is going to make a change, and I hope I see it before my time on this earth passes. I really do.
I heard you, Linda. Thank you for the thoughts. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I just love you both, and I don't want you to change. I hope you never do.
Change is inevitable, Linda, and I thank you for the call, but I love you too. 1-855-450-FREE. One thing you can count on in life is change, right? You can't stay the same. You can't. Anybody who thinks they've stayed the same over the last 10 years of their life, last 5 years of their life, come on, please. You've got to be honest with yourself. Everybody changes. You're constantly in a state of change. Change is what nature is. There's no way you can stop change from happening. In fact, trying to stop change from happening is going to result in some very uncomfortable things for you, most likely. Your body's cells are constantly splitting. You, yourself, you're not even the same physical person you were. I think is it 7 years that every single cell in your body or whatever, every bit of your body has completely been replaced with new product, essentially.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Every several years, you are literally a new physical you. And of course, you're a new mental you because you've learned things. You've come to new conclusions. You've maybe changed your mind about some things in that period of time. I'm nowhere near the same person I was a decade ago. Not even close.
I'm thinking about, Linda said, use the term love. And one time I heard Rush Limbaugh say, somebody call in and say, oh, we love you, Rush. And he said, well, I love you too. And it seems so strained and weird.
Did it seem strained when I said it?
No, I think you did a pretty good job with it. But, obviously, I don't know Linda. But
I don't either.
What I want to concentrate on my life for is loving everybody. So I do love Linda.
I love her as a human being.
And mm-hmm. I want to love everybody who calls in, including Jonathan, who called in. And Jonathan wasn't by any means our worst or craziest caller
or
anything like that. He wasn't even in the zip code. He's not even in the top 80%. But you know, I want to be able to show my love to and respect, and I think that that's how it needs to portray itself. You know, not this kind of gushy, weird thing or anything like that. But yeah. I think it needs to, it portrays itself in a way of respecting someone in your tone and things like that. And I want to be able to show love to everybody who calls in and listens. I hope they hear that from me. I know they don't all the time. I'd like to be a love-illusionary. I'm not sure that I achieve it every minute.
There's a guy actually visiting Keene this weekend who has Levolution tattooed on his inner arm, like his forearm.
You know,
that's hardcore.
It's hardcore, right?
Not revolution, but Levolution. He took the R off, so it's essentially evolution with love reversed.
And imagine how one has to comport oneself every minute of every day in order to stick with that. Now, I think that it's a statement to the world to have a tattoo that says Levolution or mm-hmm. Levolutionary on your forearm, and I support it. But I know I can't do it. I mean, I'm a guy who's filled with upset and rage at certain things that I see in the world, and I hate that. But the fact is that yelling and rage, these things are poor ways to change the world. An effective way to change the world is to love and respect other people. You need to be firm in your convictions, and you need to show them how those convictions manifest themselves. But people aren't going to react positively to you if you're enraged and upset. And I think that this all goes back to sort of the initial tribe, the way that hominids group together. That guy that comes in who's into the group and he's yelling and throwing grass in the air and throwing all upset. That guy's a threat. He's not a friend. He's a threat. And so if you are upset and yelling and all these things, you portray to other people something that you don't want to portray to them.
The best thing you can do, I think, one of the best things you can do to love others, even if you disagree with them, is to try to put yourself in their shoes. See them as another version of you. In fact, that's really all they are. And that's all that you are. I mean, we're all just little versions of something greater, in my opinion. Anyway, we're out of time for that tonight. Wish I could explain more, but we'll be back, because we do this thing 7 nights a week. And Mark, you're going to be heading up the show tomorrow.
That's right, freetalklive.com.
That's right, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.